Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. We're having a great, cool show today. If you're into cool authors and medical intuitiveness, we're going to have a lovely dear guest, Kimberly Meredith, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing today, let me know at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And also, if you want to follow me on socials, you could at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter. That's T-Y-R-O-N-E. Tan, T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on Twitter. And then also on Instagram, Tyrone dot, wait, Tyrone Tan Official. I'm forgetting myself. Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram, and then if you really want on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Let me know. Without further ado, we are going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. He's been back. Has not gotten really any hate mail yet thus far.
Not yet.
Not yet. Awesome. Maybe it's in the spam folder. Who knows? We are back here in the studio with my dear friend, actor Louis Delgado. Welcome back, my man.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Cool. Well, it's great. I know you were here last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know a lot goes on, and there's some that goes on. So anything cool happening since you last came on? I think the last time you told us you were working on a film project, right?
Short film. Not really. Not yet.
Okay. we've gone to a couple events through the past. So we've got to cover the Dances with Films Film Festival. Was that your first year? No, you've been there before, right?
Yeah, that's the second.
Second time for you? Okay. And then we got to see a cool film, Dear Ike, a documentary. We'll give a shout out to Dear Ike. It's Dear Ike, Lost Letters to a Teen Idol. And it was about, the actor Ike Eisenham. I'm trying to remember. Forgive me if I'm blanking out. But he starred in the movies Escape. To Witch Mountain, and then Return from Witch Mountain, those Walt Disney movies. And it was about the filmmaker guy who actually wrote letters to him way when he was like a kid, and then years later he finally gets these the actor.
What was it? 20 years later, exactly, or 40
something
years?
Like that. I mean, yeah,
40 was it, years, was it, like something like that. Like,
but he finally gets the letters, and then he finally gets to meet his teen idol, so to speak. But anyways, it was cool documentary. But we got to check that out. What else? A lot of cool film premieres that we did. So we'll give a shout out to Dances with Films Film Festival. What else? Anything exciting? Anything else exciting?
Not really. Just trying to keep up on Prime.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to try to bring in our guests of the hour really quick. So, you know the drill. We're going to do some movie reviews or a movie review. Have you seen any cool movies lately?
With the Candyman.
Candyman. Oh, yeah. I saw that, too. Let's see. But what I was going to talk. Well, let's. Should we talk about that since you saw that, too? Okay. So, yeah. Let's. Guys, I was going to talk about the new Marvel movie.
You should talk about that because Halloween's coming, so you saw Candyman for Halloween.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, so did you get to, by any chance, see the movie Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings?
No, but I heard good things
about
it.
Okay, so yeah. So I got to see this. It's Marvel Studios, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Again, rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. Shang-Chi, the master of unarmed weaponry-based kung fu, is forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organization. Directed by Destin Daniel Cretton and starring Simu Liu, Awkwafina, Tony Chu Wei, Ling. I mispronouncing, I do apologize. Ming Zhe Chang, Michelle Yeoh, there's a Bang Kingsley. We've got a plethora of great actors and actresses here. I got to see it. You didn't get to see it. So mm-hmm. I saw it, and I actually really liked it. For me, it lived up to the Marvel franchise of films. I think it was well executed, well acted. Keeps your attention, and it's just original, in my opinion. And it was cool to see the culture, the Asian culture up on screen. But just to see this, unique original movie. So there's a lot awesome. Of action, a lot of action, action, action. So if you're into action and you love Marvel movies, I say check it out on the big screen. It was definitely worth checking out on the big screen. Also, I saw it in Dolby Stereo, so Dolby Theater. So it was a really cool. The sound was really awesome. So again, that is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, rated PG-13. And it's out there in the theaters. All right?
Awesome.
All right. So, well, we're going to be bringing in our guests of the hour, Lewis. You know the drill. You know, you got the memo. The guest co-host arranges a way for the guest of the hour to make them feel special when they bring them. So, again, you know, for the people that are just tuning in, sometimes we bring in the guests on limos, maybe on, you know, chariots or hang gliders. Did you arrange a way for this guest of the hour? How did you arrange a way for this guest of the hour to make her feel special on how you're going to bring her in?
I think on the carriage.
Carriage? Okay. Yeah. Like Cinderella carriage?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. She seems like a little princess.
It's like a mystical.
Royalty?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know if you know, her name is Kimberly Meredith. She is a medical intuitive as well as an author of this new cool book called Awakenings to the Fifth Dimension. So we're going to talk about her book and more and find out more about Kimberly Meredith. So you're going to arrange the carriage. So you're going to just whistle in the horses on the count of three. Okay, on the count of three. Here we go. And one, two, and three. Here she comes on the carriage into the studio. There she's she's waving to all the fans. They're throwing roses at her. Some are stopping for selfies. Oh, here she is shining some of her books. Here she comes into the studio on the carriage, just like a little princess coming in, like royalty. Woo! She is a medical intuitive. She's also an author of the new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Here she is coming down on the carriage, walking in the studio. Here she is, the lovely Kimberly Meredith. Welcome, Kimberly Meredith, to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi, thank you for that beautiful introduction.
Well, we had to, you seem like a princess-type figure personality, so we figured bringing in such a, like, royalty.
Thank you so much.
Cool. So again, we got Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive and author of the new book. Is it Awakening to the Fifth Dimension?
Yes, it's Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering Your Soul's Path to Healing.
Wow, awesome. Well, cool. Well, Meredith, I don't know, this is your first time here, at least on my show.
Yes.
We always like to start off this question, very hard-hitting question. I don't know if you're prepared for this, but the first question is, where are you born and raised?
Okay, I was born in Linwood, California.
Oh, wow.
Do you know where that is?
No, I mean, do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit south, next to, is it Carson? Or?
It's next to Compton.
Okay.
Close.
Yeah, I've seen, I've always driven by the city.
Linwood, okay.
But
yeah, Linwood.
Okay, so you're right out down, right over here, in the around the area.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an author?
I didn't know I was going to be an author writing this major channeling a book of this sort, but I did know as a little girl I started reading plays as the first play I read I was maybe seven, and then I started writing at the age of like five.
Oh wow!
So I was writing now at a young age.
Now, so we introduced you as medical intuitive. So explain to the audience what that means for those that don't know. Aside from also being an author, but can you explain to the audience a little bit what the definition to that is?
Sure. I'm a medical intuitive, but I'm also, on top of that, a medium psychic.
Okay.
So medical intuitive is like Edgar Cayce, who was one of the most profound psychics in our century. So I can scan, see into people's bodies. I'm more on the side of medical than... but I also can read crossover. I can see into people knowing what's happened to you since the day you were born. So
wow.
Basically, I know, you know, if you've had a brain tumor, you have cancer, you have a meniscus tear, you have a hernia, whatever medical or physical or emotional condition you have. And I can find that out within just a few minutes. Psychically, and so this is what I do.
Wow. So, well, I mean, and normally it's interesting how we tie this in, because you know, this is an entertainment show. We a lot of I've had a lot of you know, we get a lot of entertainers, from filmmakers, celebrity guests, actors, actresses, musicians, athletes, and you have a lot of clients as well that are in the entertainment industry.
I do,
So. I guess normally when I ask this question, when it comes to an entertainer, I always ask them, like, what inspired you to get into the entertainment industry, so to speak. So for you, this is kind of unique. Were you born with this gift, so to speak, or did you find out as you got older that you had this quote unquote medical intuitiveness?
I was born with abilities as a baby. I had, my eyes were blinking when I was little, and I did know I had. I'm also a medical intuitive healer. So there's people hear the word medical intuitive, but I also had healing abilities when I was really little. I loved to heal animals and things like that. I didn't know the word was medical intuitive healer. And then as I had a near-death experience.
Wow.
In 2013, I write about that in the book.
Okay.
Which is, you leave your body. It's called an out-of-body OBO, out-of-body experience. And I had a near-death experience, an NDE, in 2013, and after that, my abilities fully came to being as my eyes started blinking again. So my medical intuitive abilities come from my eye blinking and codes.
Wow. Okay.
So I get, I can scan people's bodies super fast. I'm also very good at preventative. Uh-huh. So I can find things in people's bodies before they even know they have it.
Awesome. Jeez. Wow. Exciting. Now, but you said you noticed this as you were a kid.
When I was little.
So yeah. What, how did you notice this, that you had this ability?
I didn't. My parents saw me blinking when I was little, and they said I would rub my hands together and put my hands on an animal. My little dog was sick, and I healed my dog. I healed birds. So now, after my near-death experience, my eyes started blinking again. And in the book, I talk about that, how my it's called, one of the chapters is called The Reappearance of My Eye Blinking. So I pushed my eyes away as a little kid to stop blinking because my mother didn't like the blinking. And then my eyes came back to blinking after my near-death experience.
Now, did by any chance, maybe they thought it was an eye problem situation? Like, they'd see like an ophthalmologist? Is that what they call it? Is it
ophthalmologist? Ophthalmologist, okay. Yeah. No, my mother, people thought I had like dyslexia or autism or something like that. But I was really connecting to source.
Wow.
I was really connecting to God, the omnipresent. And now that my medical intuitive abilities, just like a psychic or a medium has their own abilities, how they connect to source, mine is through my eyes and my hands.
Wow.
How I connect it.
So did you know when your first quote-unquote psychic reading happened? Was it when you were little? Like, or you were able to sense... Like you said,
no, it wasn't until 2014 after my near-death experience.
Oh, so so basically, the healing stuff was when you were little, but then it was until the near-death experiences when you find out.
After I had the near-death experience in 2014, 13, and 14 and 15 is when I started finding out. In the book, I talk about how all my abilities came out fully. Then I started becoming very well known in Los Angeles, and people started hearing about my abilities.
Wow. Okay. So I always like that. Start off also with the question with who inspired you like to get into your field. But obviously, you said this, you were kind of born into this, born into having this gift. But also, what did you have any inspirations in regard to being an author?
Becoming an author was inspired by the Holy Spirit, by God, mm-hmm. by me being taught how to use my gifts in Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. The whole entire book has been channeled by spoken word, by me speaking into a recorder. And then I used to be a medical consultant on many television shows before I became a medical wow. intuitive and a medium. And one of my agents, after I had the horrible car accident and coded at Cedars-Sinai and became the medical intuitive that I am right now, he had come over to my house and had his Achilles heel hanging out of his leg. And he said to me, "What are you going to do with your life?" And I said, "I don't know. I probably am going to just stay disabled for the rest of my life. I have no idea." And at that pivotal moment, I had rubbed my hands together and put it on the back of his Achilles heel. And I had rubbed my hand on his back of his Achilles heel, and I had started to pray. And at that moment, I felt my eyes starting to blink then too.
Wow.
And was going back to the days when I was little. And then a few days later, he had called me up and he had said his Achilles heel was completely healed. And I didn't understand at that point either what was really going on. And he said, "You're a healer." And that was the first time I had heard the word healer.
Wow.
And then that's when it sort of took a turn in my life. And he said, "I'm going to start sending my friends to your home from Gold's Gym." Mm-hmm. And I said, "To do what?" And he said, "To start doing healing on them." And that's when I started to feel like this is who I'm really supposed to be. And it all started from there.
Wow.
I got a Reiki bed. I put it in my living room. And I started laying on hands with people. And then people from The Secret, I don't know if you know that book, What's the Bleep? And all these different people were coming to my home, and I was laying hands on them and doing the healing. This was before the eyes were really connecting with my hands. And then my eyes and hands were then starting to find cancer and tumors and people. And then the word got out around all of Los Angeles that I was a medical intuitive, but wow. I didn't even know what a medical intuitive really was.
Wow. So let's go through. So like when you sense someone with, let's say, with cancers or tumors, like what is it, a visual image, or is it like a word? Like what, how do you know what it is, or what?
It's various things. It's blinking and codes and chills. And then I find out how long they've had it, and I get various information downloads. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's super cool.
And then how did you become a consultant on, like, what shows did you get to work on?
That was before that I was working as a medical medium and intuitive. That was what I chose to do. I was always serving God. I was always working in the medical field. I was a nurse assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got shows on many shows, General Hospital, All My Children, Grey's Anatomy. I would work on the shows and set up all the IVs. And
oh, wow.
I loved my life before I had the NDE. And then after the near-death experience, I'm now totally serving God and doing the work I do now, which I love this life
awesome.
Too. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Now, when you had that near-death experience,
yes.
Like, how did you, because I've heard different stories from different people. What was your personal experience of, like, were you getting to the pearly gates? What was a brief thing? I know it's a lot probably in your book, but was there?
Yes. I felt completely out of my body. I was overlooking at myself. It was not a glamorous situation. There were many nurses around me. There was bright light going through my eyes. I had chills going through my body. I was really struggling. And I mean, it was profound. And I could feel Jesus, the Holy Spirit, you know, in me. And it was very, very hard for me to recover from that. But I did feel, and I did hear the Christ light saying to me, "You're here to stay." And and I'm happy I stayed, but it was hard to recuperate
here
from
to stay
that.
On earth.
Yes.
Okay, not in heaven.
No, here to stay here.
Wow.
And it took 2 years to recover in a wheelchair. And during those 2 years, to backtrack, those were the 2 years I spent healing people from my living room.
Wow.
As my agent said, I'm going to send the people to you from Gold's Gym. Yeah. And that was the time that I learned to be who I am right now. And I'm happy that I'm doing what I'm doing now. And that's when I started writing the book.
Wow. Well, we're going to get to your book. We're going to cut to a music break.
Thanks.
But we'll, let's, Lewis, guest co-host, you have any a quick question before we cut to music break?
I have a lot of questions. I mean, I will say, during that time you were suppressing your gift, was there like some kind of like something, like a spirit or something telling you, hey, like you need to come back on, like start healing people, or like were you just like living a normal life?
You mean my whole life before this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always felt close to the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
And I always felt close to Jesus.
Okay.
And I always felt that I was not myself, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured that. Okay.
Well, speaking of gifts, we're going to be playing a song. It's called The Gift, actually, ironically. And it's by an artist named Caleb Germain. You remember him?
Caleb
Germain, who's dear friends with... some guests that we had on as well, Nicolette Noble, Ree Rasmussen, Caleb Germain was a guest on the show, and he has a song called The Gift. And I just thought it was a pro. I just saw the title, and then you said gift, and I said, you know what? Wait, we got to play The Gift.
Thank
so
you.
We'll be back more with Kimberly Meredith. Her book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. It's out there. How could people get this? We're going to talk more about it, but how could people get it before we...
Yes, it's being sold everywhere right now, but you can get it right on my website if you like at thehealingtrilogy.com.
So that's thehealingtrilogy.com, thehealingtrilogy.com.
And it's also on Amazon.
Okay, and you have social... what's your social medias?
My website is thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay, but okay. So I was gonna say if you had like Instagram and stuff like that as well.
I do have Instagram. My Instagram is Meredith Kimberly.
Okay, awesome. So again, we'll be coming back more with Kimberly Meredith, author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. We'll talk more about her book again. Well, here is The Gift by Caleb Germain, and we'll be right back after this. Okay, and then Lewis Lagan. Oh, yeah. What's the song we're going to play?
The Gift by Caleb Germain.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Here we go. We'll be right back.
All genres. All indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Take my words, put them on the line. True colors show up on time. Time replaying stories in my head. Tell me when, what, why I can't. Tell me again why I can't. Tell me again why I can't. You're a big obstacle on my friend. It's too deep to cook up. Face and burn. I just hope that we all learn that people ain't here to be used, but they'll talk you to the blues. Walk on your moon and use your like a tool, yeah. Take my words, put them on the line. True colors show up on time. Time replaying stories in my all your breath's gone and acknowledge the sum of all the things that eventually will be. Oh, I've learned, oh, I've learned that all cheers ain't applause. Oh, I've learned it, I've learned that a pat on the back could feel like a heartbreak. Oh, I've learned, yeah, I've learned that all cheers ain't.
I've learned that I learned that even a pat on the back can feel like a hot bar. Take my words, put them on the line. True colors show up on time. Time replayed stories in my head.
That was The Gift by Caleb Germain. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or also follow him. Check out Caleb Germain. It's called The Gift. And check out his social medias. His name is again, Caleb Germaine. He's out there in the social media world. Caleb Germain. Check him out. It's called The Gift. So we are back here. Speaking of The Gift. We have someone with a great gift bestowed upon her. We have author and medical intuitive Kimberly Meredith back on the show. Here we go. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And then we have my guest co-host of the hour, actor Louis Delgado.
Thank you.
And welcome
Thank
back.
You.
All right. So we are back here. Kimberly Meredith, author of the cool book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. As well as a medical intuitive for people that just tuning in right now or just happen to tune back in. So we talk a little bit about, you know, how you kind of were born with this gift that you notice, but you notice it after you had a near-death experience. And then you started, a friend of yours slash agent started referring people to you in the entertainment industry, so to speak, as well. Are people from all over the world? Or
yeah, all over. Lots of different people started to come, and then I opened up, I started doing expos, and then I started traveling, and then I opened up an office, and more people started referring people to me, and I started doing healing animals also, and then I started getting studied by different institutes, science institutes, IONS Institute, SciTech Institute. And what started happening and why I was drawn to talk about dimensions, especially the fifth dimension, is I started to have an interesting ability, like I did when I was little, to dissolve dis-ease out of the body. And that happened when I went to the other side. I felt I had gone into a different dimensional frequency, which was the fifth dimension.
Wow. So, now, what's the difference? Let me ask you this. There's first dimension, second dimension, third dimension. Like, right. What? How do you know fifth dimension?
Right. Well, we live in a third dimensional frequency right now. Mm-hmm. I didn't come up with this. You know, this is theories that Einstein talk about. Jesus lived in a fifth dimension and beyond frequency. There's many dimensions. I talk about that in the book and how when I went to the other side, I was in a fifth dimension and beyond. So when I went and got studied at these different institutes, they saw how when I was doing the energy healing that I was dismissing tumors off of people's bodies. And that was when I was in a higher dimensional frequency with my energy. And when people are ready to receive that, you can have this happen to you.
Wow.
We're living in a dense frequency right now. We're living in dis-ease, fear, greed, and we need to move into the fifth dimension.
Wow.
We are moving into the fifth dimension.
So speaking of fifth dimension, let's talk about your book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Tell the audience a little bit about what your book's about.
Yeah. So the book is about the fifth dimension. It has exercises, how to meditate, how to eat right. There's multiple affirmations in it. There's so many ways to learn how to not drink bad water. Drinking the water that we're drinking right now is third dimensional. It talks about how to stop drinking plastic. Fossil fuel is third dimensional. So in the book, we learn how to boost our immune system in a fifth dimensional way. So it's a guidebook, and it takes you on a journey into the fifth dimension. When we live in a fifth dimension, we're living in love and light and joy and it's magic. And this is what the guides, God, wants us to do. And God is love. It's not a religion. Mm-hmm. And so right now, with what's going on in our world, right, what's happening in history right now, mm-hmm. it's sort of pushing us into the higher dimensional frequencies.
Wow.
So it's really cool. What happened is we had a little weird gap that went on between the 70s and the 80s, where we started eating like a lot of preservatives and all the TV dinners and mm-hmm. the plastic started happening.
Correct.
Right? And now what's happening is we're going back and we're starting to move back into the days of starting to create glass and eating the old-fashioned way and starting to honor love mm-hmm. and the Holy One, the energy of yeah. the omnipresent. So this is what the book's about. And what it is a guidebook. This book takes you on a journey and sort of maps out the fifth dimension beyond frequency.
Wow. And how long did it take you to write the book? Because I know you said it was right after you had your near-death experience.
Yeah. So the whole book took me about 2 years of channeling it. And then once I got it to the publishers, we kind of went in and mapped out a little bit more. And I went in and wrote some really cool affirmations.
Wow.
And the affirmations, and also it's an audio book too. So you can get the audio if you don't want to read.
Now, what happens when you come across someone that's a skeptic, so to speak, yeah. and will start to go, oh, come on, that's yeah. like, what do you do, or do you even do anything, or do you just kind of like, all right, whatever, like, how do you kind of like face that? Because I know, you know, throughout, obviously, not just in this industry, but people, you know, you see TV shows and stuff like that,
yeah.
and people always like, there's some people that you're like, okay, is that person the fraud, or is this person, but yeah. like, for you, how do you, I mean, does it even bother you if someone says that to you, or do you just say, okay, you know,
Yeah, well, if you're really 3D, yeah, so really I think that like 3D energy is so like, it's really not, we're 3D is depopulating right now, and 5D, you know, you can bounce back and forth. So we're multidimensional people and we can live in any dimension we want. So I feel like most people want to live in the magic. Most people want to have health and healing and want to live and want to be in that magical dimension of the fifth dimension and want to learn how to heal and want to open up their gifts and live in the love and light. They don't want to be stuck in that dense feeling. Mm-hmm. We want to raise our consciousness right now. So many people that may be skeptical, once they see that they can be healed and have peace, love, and light, they want to learn how to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's not long that they stay in that frequency for very long.
Now, let me ask you this, because you obviously, you know, I'm a faith-based person, and you were talking about Jesus as well. Biblically, is there a verse in the Bible that you feel that connects with you that says, oh, this is where it relates? Is there something in there that for you that, because I know there's some verses for me that I know when it comes to healing and stuff like that. Is there anything for you that you relate to that goes, oh, I love this verse that where it says?
Yeah, I mean, well, I say the Our Father mm-hmm. every day. Mm. That's one of my favorite prayers. But I also say the Hail Marys. So the Our Father prayer is something that is in the book also, and the Hail Mary. So that's just something that I say every day. And I pray like 6 hours per day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's part of my ritual. You know, and in the book also there is a lot of affirmations. Like one that I have here is called I Am the Light. And then I wrote something called the Fifth Dimensional Prayer of Protection. Mm-hmm. And you know, people think I'm a serious Catholic or a Christian or Jewish, because I also was raised half Jewish. My mother was Italian Catholic.
Wow.
But I love everybody mm-hmm. and I accept everybody. And plus, Jesus was Jewish.
Yeah.
But I just really, I live my life just honoring the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, and I feel in the sense, you know, I just love people, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just for me, it's like people always try to categorize certain, you know, yeah. people in religions. And I go, listen, if we just all just love each other and just,
yes.
you know, it shouldn't matter, you know, in the sense of like if this person is this religion or that religion. It's just really, you know, God just wants us to love.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think through history, people have kind of just started categorizing certain people and certain things, and it became almost like a mess of things. And now it's just like, right. Why can't you just love, and you know, whether it's politics or whether it's just this, like, if you just like treat everybody right and just love him. But that's, I think, ultimately what he wants you,
like the verse, right? Love my neighbor.
Yes. Yeah. And not judge anybody. And in the book, I talk about God and love in a dimensional frequencies too. Mm-hmm. So like one of the prayers I have is a fifth dimensional prayer of gratitude. I say, oh, Jesus and angels and all of the prophets, I truly know I can only show you so much gratitude for my life and blessings. By being your humble servant and doing as I am told, thank you for guiding me. Thank you, God. I love you, God. Bless you, God. Thank you for everything that dwells in my heart. I am so thankful for you.
Wow. Awesome. Very beautiful. Lewis, you have any other questions?
Let me ask you more of a serious question. Say, for example, is there a time where the person spiritually is not allowed to be healed for whatever reason? They come to you and then maybe they have a tumor. But maybe is there sometimes it's not their time, in a sense, to be healed? Or is it always, is there some kind of like contract they have to meet before they get healed, in a sense, spiritually speaking?
That's a really beautiful question. You know, I am a conduit for the energy of the Holy Spirit. So I'm not really, I just am used by the Holy Spirit to do the healing. And you're the receiver. So yeah, if you want to have the healing, then it's up to you and the Holy Spirit. So
you're like used as a vessel.
Yeah, I'm just the vessel. Yeah, so I'm just humble that I'm being used.
Yeah,
yes. So and I'm not the only one that does this. There's so many co-heal groups out there. There's so many amazing people that are being used right now. And the more and more, like in the next 10 years, it's so amazing right now. You're going to see more and more of this going on, and so many miracles are happening right now. Like right now, so many activists and environmentalists right now, as we're even having the show going on, people are changing the world right now as we speak. It's so cool.
Wow. Now, when you also mentioned, you talked about you deal with, do you by any chance also see spirits? Or yeah. Medium. Is that what you're saying? So, like, can you sense somebody, or like, do you walk into a place and you're like, oh, I could sense there's a bad spirit, good spirit, or that kind of thing, or not?
Yeah, I know when somebody has crossed over, and I can tell, like, you know, if somebody, yeah, I can sense if there's. I work only with good spirits. Yeah, Holy Spirit.
Like, are you able to sense, like, let's say, if you just meet somebody for the first time, you could sense something had happened or someone had passed or anything like that? Or is it...
Sometimes, yes.
Do they have to tell you, such and such passed away? Can you tell me? How does it come about for you when you do those spirits?
Yeah, I can do some of those readings too. Yes, I do readings like that.
Well, maybe to add to the question is, do you get like maybe a heavy heart or something, like when there's some, like a spirit there that you need to send a message to that person that's saying, hey, your loved one is doing well, that kind of thing? Or
No, mostly when people come to me, I do office sessions or Skype sessions. I will do a reading on them, and mostly it's medical. I try to stay with medical readings, but sometimes they will come in. So sometimes if I do a big conference or group readings, I do a lot of classes, they will also try to come in on the reading. So if I say I'm doing a medical reading on you and your mother wants to come in and she's crossed over, she'll come in and want to talk. So she will interrupt the session.
And how do you perform your readings? Like, everybody has their own style. So how do you perform your readings?
I just will look at you and I'll just look right at you and scan you. Yeah. Okay. So my kind of way that I do it is I'll just look at you and I start going through your body and I'll just say, you've got this, you've got that, you've got that, you've got that, you've got that going on, and yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Well,
I just scan away.
No, that's awesome, and it's just crazy in the sense of, like, now that, you know, like, because, like, you know, it's one thing when people meet somebody, let's say they're going on a date and they're scanning each other up in one way, but then you're scanning them medically, and you're like, yeah.
And then I'll scan you medically, and I'll also tell you when it happened, how it happened, and how many years it happened. And then, yeah, so I do all that.
Wow, that's crazy. So what's more, a little more tidbits about the book that people could find in here that hopefully they'll go, go read it?
There's recipes, and there's diet plans for vegan, vegetarian, and also meat-based supplements. I really get into supplements. I also get into, again, how water can save your life. I'm really into the water, filters, how not, I don't want to give everything away because I want you to go out and buy the book.
And again, so how could they get the book?
Okay, you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all kinds of different, my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Thehealingtrilogy.com. Thank you. And it's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Check it out. And about how many pages is that book?
It's almost 300 pages. Wow. But
it looks like a fast read, though.
It is. It's it's a fast read, actually. People would say they're reading it about a day.
Wow. Well, yeah, it seems like it could be. Now, you start dealing with entertainers. I don't want to name names of entertainers, or unless you can.
I can.
Okay. Who are people that you've got?
Some people that have endorsed it. Catherine Oxenberg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really liked it. Thomas John, celebrity Thomas John, is a pretty well-known medium. Linda Gray.
Yeah,
Dallas. Yeah. Who else? Do you know Jessica and Lisa Veronica's?
I don't personally.
Oh, they're pop rock band.
Okay. But cool. And these are people that got to read your book and you really like it?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a lot of scientists. I can't remember everybody right now.
You said Thomas John?
Yeah, celebrity medium Thomas
It's
John.
Funny.
Do you know Thomas John?
I started watching his Seatbelt Sidekick.
His a series, yeah.
Yeah,
it's the Thomas John Experience.
Like a week ago, I went through the whole thing. I'm like, wow, that's very interesting, very, very powerful.
I love him. We work a lot together, too. Yeah. Oh my God, I have them all on my website.
That's awesome.
I'm forgetting everybody right now.
So cool. So, so what is your next venture? So you got the book.
Yes.
You're being used as a vessel to heal people. What is like the ultimate goal for you that you want to do next, or what would be like that next thing? I mean, because it's like I said, because that's a powerful thing to be able to do, and I'm sure it's also gets, because I've prayed for people in general. I think me and you have the same like-mindedness with our faith, and in the sense of like being able to, you know, I love praying for people. You know, if people ask me to pray for them, I don't try to hesitate. I just try to pray for them. And again, you let the Lord kind of do his work. And you, again, just used as a vessel. I have not experienced what you've experienced in the sense of like as profound. I have had situations where I've prayed on somebody and they're, you know, they were a miracle has happened without getting too detailed. But there's miracles that have happened. And I was like, wow, it happened in front of you. But then this is more about you. So, but, I know for me, there's always stuff you always just want to, anything that I'm blessed with, I always like to bless others, so to speak. So for you, what do you want to do more? Like, write another book. Do you want to what is your heart telling you to do next?
Yes.
I know that was a long-winded kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of, I try to
very cool
verbiage that respectfully.
Yeah, thank you. It's what they want to do. You know, I'm really guided by the guides because ever since I had my near-death experience, they have me on a mission. I had my other life before, which I thought was my life, and now this is their life, the Holy Spirit, the guides. And they wanted me to write the book to get it out so people could get more informed about water and plastic and how you can invoke the power of the Holy Spirit through your body and see that we can have miracles and we can be healed through the Spirit of God. But they really want me to get more of the message out, how we can receive more of these miracles. And I think they're probably going to use me now to probably get it out in a broader way. And I don't know if that will be teaching people to do this, that what I can do and teach more people how to do this. And maybe it will be like Thomas has a show. Maybe I'll have a show or maybe in some other broader network, or maybe a screenplay or something else. I've already started working on some things.
Wow, that's awesome. Any more questions before we wrap up here, Mr. Louis Delgado?
Well, I have a lot, but we don't have that much time. I just find it very interesting. I mean, I was in a lot of metaphysical stuff before, and
yes.
I could hear the spirit tell me, hey, tell this person something or stuff like that. I kind of understand that.
Now, how do you know if it's a good or bad spirit or someone manipulated you?
Yeah, that's very good. When you know it's a bad spirit, they are saying negative things. They are getting into your the outer consciousness, putting bad words, saying bad things, coming at you in a negative way. You want to tell them to buzz off. That it's not something, you know, when you're, it's anything negative, it's just not your consciousness. It's not a part of your DNA. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the truth. I always tell my clients, anything that's a downer, negative, not positive, just eliminate it from you. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, cool. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Kimberly Meredith, we're going to be wrapping up here. We have a few minutes left. We just want to, you know, obviously people can check out your book. It's at the, hold on, Lucy, if I got it. The trilogy. Hold on. What is it? One more time.
The Healing Trilogy.com.
The Healing Trilogy. I knew it was a trilogy. TheHealingTrilogy.com. Also, you're on, you have social medias, which is Meredith Kimberly, right?
Yes, Meredith Kimberly. Someone took Kimberly Meredith. So it's Meredith. Meredith Kimberly, and that's on Instagram.
Okay, that's at Meredith Kimberly, which is basically her name backwards.
Right.
So you could check her out. And then also, are you working on any shows right now?
I am. I'm going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Expo next weekend.
Okay, awesome.
And I'll be having two classes there.
Wow.
I'll be doing a book launch on Saturday at 1 p.m. And then on Sunday, I'll be doing a big mediumship event there. We'll be speaking.
Well, that's awesome. And all this they could find on your website.
Yeah, will be streamed too.
Awesome, cool. And also, I hear you host as well.
I have a radio show. It's on Tuesday nights on KCAA Radio.
Okay.
It's called the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And then on my website, I have lots of events posted there.
Wow. Well, ultimately, Kim, obviously, you've been inspired. This show is about inspiring others. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that wants to maybe do what you do or just follow their dreams in general?
Wow, I would say don't let anything stop you. You know, if you feel in your heart inspired that you want to write a book or you want to tell your story or you've had any kind of struggles, you know, emotional wounds, I always say turn them into multidimensional abundance. Because, you know, I remember when my eyes first started blinking after my near-death experience, someone said, you know, stop your blinking, you know, don't do the blinking, just the way my mom did when I was a baby. And I'm so glad that I listened to my heart, because, you know, I am different. I am unique. You know, I'm not your average girl, you know, and I do blink, and those blinks that I blink save lives, you know. And if you're different, embrace it, be you.
Awesome. Well, Kimberly, it's been a pleasure. Again, check out her book. It's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Again, you could check it out on her website as well. Check out her social media, which is at Meredith Kimberly. Her name is Kimberly Meredith, but it's at Meredith Kimberly on Instagram. Anything else? Any quick shout-outs or anything like
That's
that?
That's it. You guys really rock.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. Check it out. Louis Delgado, one more time, your socials?
It's Instagram is at Louis Delgado.
Awesome. Well, Kimberly, and we'll give a shout out to Anthony Turk.
Yes. Your love, lovely, Anthony.
Lovely publicist. Yay. So, so shout out to Anthony Turk. I'm so glad you had to come on, and I wish you nothing but the best. God bless you so much. And all that you do. And I also want to say God bless you guys, and I'll let you guys do. And then, again, thank you all for tuning in. I love you guys. I appreciate all your guys' listenership and support. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Kimberly Meredith. Check her book out. It's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, out there in the bookverse and on websites. God bless you. And I always like to end off you
I always like to end off the show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.